Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Picked you up when you was nine. Started out my life a crime with you. Bought you some sales when you turned 22. It's true, nothing compares to the satisfaction that I feel when we out mashing. Me and my girlfriend, all I need in this life is sick. It's me and my girlfriend. Down the ride to the blurry game. Just me and my girlfriend. All I need in this life is sin. It's me and my girlfriend. Down the ride to the blurry game. Just me and my girlfriend.
It's the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. 5:30 Creed, 2:30 Tupac. Every day. Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Yeah, I approve of that one. That's a great one.
You know who his girlfriend was?
No.
I'm now, by the way, I'm now Googling underrated Tupac songs.
Right.
Now, I haven't heard that one before, but right. No, I did not know his girlfriend was.
So you don't know what he's rapping about?
No idea. Okay. Again, all right. Can't relate.
I'll let you figure it out.
Well, hold on. All right. Hold on. Why? What's the bit?
Well...
All right, I'll look it up.
Because it's not a girl.
Okay. All right. Well. All right.
I love this.
Thank you.
This is like the education of Tupac.
Yeah. Every day at 2:30.
I love it.
Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. Stop. There's a Mark's. All right. There's a Mark's Jewelers. Minutes from everywhere. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Are the Eagles going to win the Super Bowl? That is the question.
Yes.
From Jack. What do you think the percentage is at?
I'm going 85%. Yes.
75%.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not as high as it should be.
Man,
it was about a gun.
Yes.
Okay.
There you go. You Googled it?
He had an Ike moment there.
Someone texted me. Yoshi texted me.
Well, it was a little bit. A little bit like, you've never seen Full Metal Jacket.
Nah.
Little bit like the...
Pow?
No. When they're doing their march or whatever, this is my gun. There are many like it, but
yes.
This one is mine.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's actually good. Yeah. Exactly what it's like.
The trade deadline's tomorrow. We've heard plenty of A.J. Brown rumors. A lot of the A.J. Brown rumors that are like, this is going to happen have been... Well, it's probably not going to happen, but Jay Glazer yesterday pretty much put the final word on it.
All right, you mentioned the Eagles. Yeah. What about A.J. Brown? Is he going somewhere?
No, a couple teams have asked about him. That is a hard no for A.J. Brown. The receivers that are out there, like Jacoby Meyer, the Steelers called about earlier, the Raiders, Rashid Shaheed, Calvin Ridley, those are nips.
All right, well, there you go. He says no. It was always unlikely. I guess it was sort of possible if somebody went above and beyond, but it doesn't seem. And is Jalen Waddle going to get traded? I've seen some conversation about that, too.
Yeah, you know, I guess he could.
But the A.J. Brown.
Clearing house in Miami, huh?
Yeah. Well, they didn't. They fired the general manager last week, too. So.
Well, it's so weird. They fired the GM, but McDaniel might be safe. Like with those whole
just for the year. There's no way he's there back after this year.
It would be stunning.
Yeah, there's no way.
It would be stunning. I've never seen a guy. Sometimes you can just. Now, in fairness, I guess I thought this about Nick and I thought this about Doug at certain times. But you look at a guy and you're like, well, that guy's not a head coach. And every time I see Mike McDaniel in a press conference, I think to myself, you know, knowing enough football players. Yeah. I can't imagine him in a locker room.
Well, he was the prize of the. Wasn't there all in that 2021 class? With Nick?
Yeah.
And Dan Campbell.
Dan Campbell.
Yeah. Like Mike McDaniels was the, he was the prize of the group.
Well, it just shows, clearly he is a good
prize of the group.
Clearly he's a good offensive mind, but it just shows the difference between being a good offensive mind doesn't make you always a head coach. And, you know, they take that chance sometimes, and sometimes you get what the Rams have and what the Niners have, and then sometimes you get what the Dolphins have.
And let's be honest.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on with Mike McDaniel there.
Yes.
I mean, he's wearing capri pants.
Yep.
He's wearing blue blockers on the sideline. Like, there's a lot going on there.
Well, he's vaping on the sideline his first playoff game.
He's vaping on the sideline.
Yeah. I never saw that.
It was hilarious.
Yeah. Not only is he vaping, he's also, whenever it's a cold game, Buffalo or Kansas City.
Oh, he's bundled.
He's dressed like some 8-year-old sending a damn school bus stop. Yeah.
In Christmas Story. Yeah.
He's got the gloves.
Yeah.
Here you go, gloves.
Like, my goodness.
Come on.
Man.
Be like Andy. Andy used to have the frost on the mustache.
Yes,
that's a coach.
That's all good.
215-592-9494.
You put that guy in the booth.
Yoshi in Brewery Town. You're on WIP. What's up, Yoshi?
My man, Spike, Big Ike, Jackie, baby. Happy Monday. What's poppin', fellas?
What up, Yosh?
I don't get a boo after the Sixers win last night.
I was about to say boo. What's name? We did it again last night.
We did.
Listen, oh, God.
Don't start arguing now. What's name? We don't do that now. We don't do that.
No. All positive.
Well, I thought that's what booed up people do. They argue.
That's a good point.
Look at you. You know a lot about us being booed up, don't you, Riley? We took an L on, what was it, Friday? But, hey, we came back strong last night, boy. Them guys look good, man. I like that everybody got some points, too. Everybody got some points last night.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, man, Mike McDaniels be stoned, bro. He be high and tight on that sideline. What's saying? He ain't vaping nicotine. He vaping, what's his name, that green tree. That's what that right. Boy be looking lost, man. And then in his press conference, he just what's his name? If the moon touches the sun, what's
yeah,
his name?
He definitely sounds high in his press conference.
Yeah, he's always like, yeah, whatever.
Something wrong with that boy, man. Something is wrong with him. Hey, man, hey, Ike.
Yes.
I wanted Jair back in June with you, baby. We was talking about it. I like it. I feel as though this team, we about to get our second win. We saw it in the last two games. I mean, what's his name? We got a bunch of guys who they picked up who we know are talented, but they had some injuries or whatever, or they was on some bum teams. They getting their second win. We got guys coming back. You look at everybody when they come to this oasis in Philadelphia, known as the Eagles, they get rejuvenated, don't they, Ike?
That's right.
Yeah, Shaq Leonard was rejuvenated coming here. Yeah,
Zeez Ojulari's been all over the place.
Josh Uche's fired up. Who retired? Zadarius Smith.
He loved it here so much he stopped playing football.
That's why I'm hanging with my melanin brother today. Freaking haters. Y'all need to stop. You know what? That's Jack. I ain't going to even go there with you, Jack. I'm going to chill on you.
It was just a joke. It was a little joke.
Uh-huh. Listen, you want to go somewhere else, so you got to touch you got to touch on the surface of somewhere else. You know what I'm talking about? What's saying? Hey, I got a ball this weekend, too. And I'm not impressed with nobody, for real. Looking at Green Bay, I mean, yeah, Carolina better than they were this year. But come on.
You can't be losing at home to Carolina.
Yeah, Green Bay's been a weird team all year. Like, they only have two losses, but they just have never looked. I think
they
after
got two and a half losses.
Well, yeah,
let's count it like we supposed to count it. They kept talking about that's the best team in the NFC yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay, bro. They got two and a half losses. The Eagles, the best team in the NFC. Mm. How you gonna go out there and stink it up on your birthday, man? Like, what did you celebrate your birthday the night before? You can't stink it up on your birthday. And that defense wasn't impressive. I mean, come on, man. What's that? I don't trust that team. Detroit, come on. Another team lost at home against what's the name? Basically a rookie quarterback carved them up yesterday. I mean, come on. I'm impressed with nobody in the NFC but what's here in Philadelphia. I think we are above these teams because we have gone through trials and tribulations, still on top, and the last two games look like we're starting to figure it out. This is our time of season. This is our time of season when we start to excel. Coming out the bye week, come on, man. I ain't impressed with nobody but what we got here. We are the team to beat. Yeah, the Rams, they look good, but when it's time for them to see us, they are lackluster. They blew their load the first half of that game, and now they're ahead. We in their head. We came back and whooped them. We in their head now. They not ready for us either. And we in the division is ours. RG3 can't stay on the field.
Jay you know Daniels.
What
I'm talking about.
Jay Daniels. RG4.
Yes.
I'm telling you, man, we are the team to beat. I'm excited. I like Jair. I like getting Jalen. We got a lot of Jalens on this team too, bro. We're saying
it is a lot of Jalens on this
team. Now the new one spells his name a little different. He's got an extra E in there.
E-L-O-N, something like that. You got to know who you got.
No, he's got the extra E.
Yeah.
Hey man, we're saying this team about to be ready. We are the team. We are the team to beat in the NFC, the East. And the whole NFC. I ain't scared of nobody in the AFC either. What's name? Danny Dimes, what's name? Look like Danny sometimes again. I mean, what's like, come on, man. Kansas City, we own them. Buffalo, they ain't ready for us either. What's name? They barely beat the team, what's name, that we own. Like, look, come on, man. It's our world, baby. It's our world. And we got a game tonight, too, boo. We got a big one tonight. Those boys came off a loss last night. Chicago lost last night after being undefeated. So they're going to want some
feedback.
I feel like we're ready for them. Oh, it's tomorrow?
Tomorrow. Yeah.
Oh,
it's
okay.
It's back. It's Chicago Tuesday, tonight. Cleveland on Wednesday. Yeah.
I can enjoy my wife tonight. Yeah. Yes, sir. Oh, cover song.
Yeah, give us a cover song. Which one?
End of the Road by Boyz II Men. Jerry Lee Lewis did it back in the day. What's the name? But you know Boyz II Men. What's the name? Ate that thing.
I had no idea that was a cover song.
Yeah. Jerry Lee Lewis did it in 1956 or something like that. Because my dad used to love it. You know, because they played it on Cooley High. One of Cooley High Ike.
Yep.
I had no idea that that was a cover.
That's a good
I didn't know.
Right.
Yeah.
They played at the end of Cooley High. Yes.
That's right.
Thanks for the call, Yosh. I had no idea that was a cover song. As we talk about the NFL and we say we're not scared of this team, that team, that team, and I don't disagree with any of it. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's no team in the NFL now.
No dominant team.
No. Even the Chiefs look like they were turning it on, and then there's no shame in losing to Buffalo, but it looked like they were going to go on a run.
Already.
Yeah. I guess I just kind of miss the era of the NFL where there was a team or two that were just ass kickers, that were clearly above. And I know what the NFL wants. They want parody. I don't love parody.
I love it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't like that it's hard to build a team. That it just seems like the design of the league is that it's just harder to build, maybe with more games now and all that sort of stuff. It's just harder to build a team that is much, much better than the other teams.
Yeah.
Even last year, we looked retroactively and said the Eagles were the best team in the NFL.
Yes, they were the dominant team all year.
Detroit was more dominant for sure than the Eagles were last year. So,
yeah.
I don't know. You like it better this way?
I really do. I really do. I'm all for parity because I don't think it's mediocrity football. I love the young quarterbacks in this league. It sucks that Jaden Daniels got injured last night. Another young quarterback that goes down. Because this league is in a good position with young quarterbacks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Show to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, they got some good young quarterbacks out there that if you got a competent organization with a competent head coach and GM that knows how to put together a roster, knows where to start, you got a good chance of having at least a team that has a chance. And the great thing about the NFL, you just need to be the best team at the end of the season because it's one and done. The Giants got two Super Bowls that way.
Yeah.
You know, they were hot at the end of the year.
They were 9-7?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, right. They were hot at the end of the year and ran through the playoffs.
But to me, the reason that the Giants, that those teams were special and we remember them, mm-hmm. is because they did beat an awesome team.
Yeah.
Instead of just beating another team that is pretty good. Like, look at the Jaguars. How do the Jaguars have 5 wins? How do the Panthers have 5 wins? How you look around the league, there's so many teams that, even the Bucks. I love Baker, but you look at what they have on offense at this point, and you wonder, how has that team won 5 games? I don't know. And what do you think of the field goal stuff?
Well, the field goals, man. I saw that 68-yarder yesterday.
Would have been good from 78.
Yeah, the field goals is just, it's out of control. I guess whatever they decided to do as far as letting these kickers take the ball home with them and massage them.
Yeah, for the week.
Yep.
And nothing like massaging your balls all week. Yep, they were able to do that. Maybe that's helping.
Grab it, Jack. I can't. That one was for you.
It was a gift. It was throwaway.
It was a gift.
You know, he's better than that.
215-592-9494. Louie in Nebraska, you're on WIP. What's up, Louie?
He's better than
What's
that.
What's up, fellas?
What's up, Louie?
What's up, Louie?
Ike, you looking real good today. Shout out Eastside Golf. You know,
oh, know see, he knows it. Louie knows. End,
so. Oh,
knows
I like
Eastside
that.
Eastside Golf.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. Is this sassy, Louie?
Hey.
Oh, God.
Sorry.
And by the way, cover songs are not a part of the delegation. It's known as remixes. So
no, it's not a remix.
0-2. Yeah, 0-2.
That's not what a cover song is.
I think
is.
The delegation might have a problem with what a cover song is.
That's not a cover song. A remix is not a cover song.
That's number two that's with me. Yes. Yeah. Oh, no.
When Jack asked me, we got a next question, I was like, what? What'd you say? I thought my line was breaking up. I was like, what's a cover song? Anyway.
It's not a remix. This is not. It's a different thing.
Okay, so I had to Google it. So my cover song is Bonnie and Clyde by Jay-Z and Beyonce. Shout out to Tupac, 230 Tupac, with me and my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Right, so look that up. But
Jay-Z doing his ultimate biting. That's what he does.
Oh, that's exactly what he does. That's why he's so famous. But anyway,
yep.
How could you not be excited this weekend? First off, I'm ashamed that Ike didn't yell out victory because we saw – that we're going to win the division this year, back-to-back, okay? We're that much closer to being defending champs than the Phillies going to the World Series.
That's true.
So, you know, this is a great day. Howie does it again. And, look, we're just getting better and better. Now, we don't want to peak too early like the Phillies as well. Yes, I'm throwing spikes to Jack, okay? We don't want to spike our game too early. Okay, to not win the Super Bowl. So, listen, Howie is doing everything he possibly can and looks like, listen, we're that much closer to defending Super Bowl champions, and you have to be excited about that.
Yeah, now, I mean, I was happy the Packers lost. I was happy the Lions lost. I guess I just don't see it's and you want to be getting better, not getting worse. And the Eagles are getting better, for sure. All that stuff. I wish there was just... I think I would be a little more confident in the Eagles if there was a bigger resume this year of them looking good.
Don't worry, you got these... See, here's what's good for you. These next two games.
These are huge.
They knock the Packers off on the road, and then you come back and take care of the Lions at home.
Yeah.
It reminds me of the Rams-Ravens sort of games last year, where I pretty much lost. It certainly counted one of them as a loss. Didn't think they'd win both of them.
Yep.
They wind up winning both of them. So, yeah, this is a big week coming up, or the next 2 weeks coming up for the Eagles.
And I almost wish the Packers hadn't lost yesterday.
Yeah.
Made
the game a little bit bigger.
Yep. The Packers losing and the Lions losing, too. So, all right, Louie. Thank you for the call.
Listen, Spike.
Yes.
Spike, it's you don't like ass-kicking teams. It's going to be really hard. Don't be like Jet to root against the Eagles because the next couple years, this is what it's going to turn into, Spike.
No, I do like ass-kicking teams.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I like the...
He likes the dominant team.
Yeah, I'm old. I liked the looking back and seeing the Niners dominating and then the Cowboys dominating. And then I like when there's a team
but Louis's right,
that you want to knock off.
Well, good.
So here's the thing.
Even the Chiefs.
Yeah, Louis's saying this. Now, the Chiefs are viewed that way, but the Eagles could be that team.
Yeah.
Like, the Eagles could be that team that everybody's trying to knock off.
You got to win another one to be that team.
Yep.
You got to win a couple. Yeah.
And listen, we are going to be that team after looking at the NFL over this weekend without the Eagles playing. I appreciate your time, fellas.
All right, Louie.
All right, Louie.
Thank you for the call. Yeah, remix is not a cover song.
Yeah.
Yeah. But.
Yeah, it's sad. But
is what it is. 215-592-9494. Rashad in Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Rashad?
Yo, what up, Ike? What up, Spike? My man, Fritz.
What up, Sean?
All right. I'm doing all right. So. Ike. So look at it like this. This is what a cover is. Cover is like Stevie Wonder. So he had a song called Lately. Jodeci, yep. When Jodeci did it.
That's a great Lately. One. Yes. Okay.
There
okay.
you go. Yeah.
Oh, so you said it's not. It's not a remix.
No.
But it's just.
No.
It's a remake. It's a remake.
Gotcha.
Remake. Remake. Yeah.
That's a great example. You gave a great example right there. I can identify with that. The Stevie Wonder to the Jodeci. Yes.
So that's what I wanted to do. I just wanted the call to be to put my nod in for y'all cultural guru from the 80s, the 90s, and the 2000s. So whenever y'all need a little help,
I appreciate that. Yes. Well, you know I need help a lot.
It don't just got to be delegation. It can be other. We also grew up on Weird Science and 16 Candles and all that, too.
That's right. So, that's right.
Dude, those were movies.
Those were movies right there.
That's when movies were movies.
We all love Molly, man. Come on, man. Yeah.
So, Spike, just real quick. It's not even a
I
thing
made a
about,
drug. I meant Molly Ringwald.
Yes.
Yeah, Molly.
Yeah.
Molly thick now, but Molly nice, actually.
I haven't seen her lately. She's around?
Yeah.
Molly Ringwald?
Yeah, okay. She's around. She, she's looking all right for her age.
Actually. All right.
Just the only thing about Jalen is when y'all were going back and forth about, you know, he's the way he, you know, his accuracy, his the better players.
Yeah.
My whole thing with Jalen is I just think he's good mentally for this town.
For sure.
I don't know the if best, all three of those other players could take what this town and this radio station.
Yes.
Could they still do what they do?
Yep.
I've been listening to this radio station. I'm 46 now. I've been listening to this radio station. I was 14 years old when it was Tony Bruno, Angelo, when it was the original morning team. Yeah. And Max Fierro was on here. It wasn't even Rhea yet. So I've been down for a minute. So I know the eras of what used to be said on this station.
Right.
To where it's at now.
Yeah.
And I just don't know. I mean, even Patrick Mahomes, his brother would come up. His wife would come up. It way more than it comes up in Kansas City. Kansas City is lightweight. They're not going to do that. But Philly? That's going to come up.
I always say, Rashad, I think it's the number one thing Jalen has going for him is that he has the ability to block this stuff out, to play in this city, take all the arrows to get slung at him, and he keeps moving. I'm not saying he doesn't hear any other stuff or what have you. What I do know is that he doesn't react to it, and he's not in a back-and-forth fight with media members and fans on Twitter and all that type of stuff. So I think it's the best trait that he has.
Yeah, the only time I can even remember him acknowledging it over the last 2 years was the "Is that what y'all wanted to see?" moment
right.
last year.
Yep,
that's it.
Yep.
It should be studied.
And that was actually refreshing to see.
Yes,
to hear him say that. Yes,
it actually should be studied how little mind he pays us. It's crazy. I do think there are other quarterbacks who might do it in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you look at the top QBs, but the Hurts certainly. If when you're looking at the traits that he has, that allows him to be a successful quarterback here. His ability to tune that out and truly only focus on, at least from what we can see, only focus on the things that he needs to focus on is I don't know that I've ever seen it. Thank you for the call, Rashad.
It was
no problem.
Honestly, it's the one thing that Bryce rubbed me the wrong way with
last week.
A Bryce defender.
Yep.
But dude, there's been players that have played here a lot longer and have had it a lot worse than you. And that reaction to that little bit of potential trade talk, I don't know if he was trying to use it to get some other message out, and he tried to just use us as a pawn, right? I don't know. But it certainly came off completely wrong, and it makes you think you're too thin-skinned to play here. That's why I think about Jalen. I'm like, dude, we've talked about trading Jalen every year. He's been criticized. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like every year. After the guy wins a Super Bowl, he's still in the crosshairs. And you never hear this dude come out and say, some of y'all wanted to trade me.
Yeah.
I ain't never heard him say any of that stuff.
Yeah, I think it was a miscalculation.
That was weak. That was the one thing I'm like, dude, that's the one time you've been here in 6 years. That I was like, come on, Bryce.
You know, I remember when, and certainly Michael Vick had been through a lot when he got here, but when he had his MVP type season, it was the next year when it got hard when I started, he was fine, but
Dream Team year 2011.
Yeah, when I started to see in him when he was at press conferences, because the year before, as much controversy as he came here with, that year before he was very popular here. You know, he could, I wouldn't say could do no wrong, but he was at that level.
Yep.
And then it changed the next year. I could see it in his eyes that oh no, this place can be a little bit different when it needs to. And Jalen's ability to tune that out is something that I've never seen before.
Man.
Yeah.
You're right. It's something that should be studied.
Yeah, I've never seen
something that should be studied.
It's unbelievable. Coming up next, so the Eagles trade for Jalen Phillips, an edge from the Miami Dolphins. The first name that popped up into my head when I thought Miami Dolphins fan was John Jastrzemski. So JJ works for the Ringer with Bill Simmons, and Spotify used to work for Fan. And even though he's a New Yorker, a real New Yorker, he's a Dolphins fan. I don't know what that is. So we will get the the Dolphin fan perspective on what we got in Jalen Phillips. Next, 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Show to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.